Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Fateful Questions podcast. Today I am joined by Helena and Joel.
Hi guys.
What's up?
Today we're going to be tackling a question by Henry David Thoreau. Rather than love, than money, than fame, give me truth. The overall theme for today's episode is, what is truth?
So, Joel, how important do you think truth is in our everyday lives?
I think it's very important because, I mean, you don't want to spread false information, you know?
But what if no one knows any different?
I don't know. What do you think, Gavin?
I think it depends. Because what is truth, really? Is truth what actually happened, or is truth what everybody believes?
Truth is what actually happened. Truth is more factual.
But can someone's truth be different from someone else's truth?
I guess so, because, like, if you believe something's the truth, in your mind it is the truth. So opinions can also be the truth.
My question is, are feelings truthful? Like, because no one else can feel the feelings that an individual is feeling, so does that make them true, or is that only true to one person?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I would say it's only true to one person.
But I don't know. I think they're true to you, but you can't have, like, false emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I mean, it's not like you can have lies for emotions. It's just the way you're feeling.
Right.
Yeah, but they could be uncalled for, if that makes sense. Like
unprompted?
Yeah. But you can't control it, which is interesting. But,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir.
So is truth the most important asset we have?
As what, to society or to?
Yeah.
No. Because the government lies to us all the time.
That's true.
You know how
That's
many secrets true. They keep from us?
Right.
But you can make the case that the manipulation of truth is the most important asset. Perception
definitely.
Of truth.
Yeah, definitely.
That's truth.
False truth is what keeps the world going down.
False truth is, like, one of the most important aspects of, like, society.
And politics.
Like, it keeps everybody comfortable. Like, if the truth, like, the just, like, the overhanging truth was, like, known by everybody, everyone would be in a state of panic. And, like, it'd just be chaotic.
Well, I feel like sometimes we're told the truth, but we don't believe it. Like, how in environmental science, how we only have, like, less than 30 years until our oil runs out, and just, like, stuff like that. Like, people hear the truth, but they don't usually believe it, per se.
It's easier to not believe it.
So, does the government have the right to withhold the truth? Or should they have the right?
I'd say yes, because we have the right to withhold the truth. But not when we're in court, but honestly, who knows that you're lying until it's proven wrong?
Yeah.
That's true.
I guess.
That's true.
That's true.
That's the truth.
Yeah, so, Gavin, what do you think about this quote from Plato? It says, no one is more hated than he who speaks the truth. Do you think that is still true to this day?
I think that's very factually accurate. I think you could have, because there's bias that comes into play, and there's, remember that video we watched in AP Lang earlier when it was like your George Washington's teeth were taken from slave teeth?
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't remember whether or not that was true, but that made you feel a certain type of way, and if you told that to somebody, you would hate them for that, because it goes against what you thought George Washington was like. So I think it's definitely true.
So do you think truth is used for deception? Or to, like, shine light on something?
I think you could use truth. Ultimately, by definition, you can't deceive with truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's what actually happened. But you can use certain events to misconstrue context around true events.
So, let's talk about some universal truths, because those are also truths. So, Joel, do you think that we are exactly where we are meant to be? Or do you think...
Exactly where or exactly what?
Exactly where we're supposed to be at this time and moment.
I mean, it kind of, like, ties in with our, like, fate conversation in the last podcast. It's like, I think we are exactly where we were meant to be. We are where we belong, I guess.
Right.
What do you think?
But there's places you'd rather be.
Yeah, there's definitely places you'd rather be.
So, is it...
where you're meant to be.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's okay.
That's a tough question.
What do you think, Kalina?
Well, I think that all of our decisions and even the decisions that our parents made influence our lives to this day. So if your parents decided to move to Texas, then you'd be going to school in Texas. Or
that's
you
true.
Could be dead right now, but maybe we are meant to be here because of the decisions that were made previous and the ones that we can't even control.
I'd say you're meant to be here in time, not necessarily in place.
Yeah.
Right.
So you could be... it's true that you are meant to be alive right now, but I don't think it's true that you're necessarily meant to be sitting in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, imagine if we were born in like the 15th century. I think our life would be a lot different.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one. Going back to the Thoreau quote, rather than love, money, fame, give me truth. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I would put, because like, those other concepts aren't like, they're more emotional, you know? They're more like societal concepts. The truth is just like, it can be applied to anything.
So, what were you gonna say?
So, I would say that the truth out of money, love, and fame is the most grounding out of the four of them. And it will keep you sane, because most of the time, famous people go insane. People with a lot of money kill themselves just because they're unhappy. And people who are in love, if there's no truth behind that love, is it even love? So that's how I think about it.
Yeah.
There's an age-old phrase that goes, ignorance is bliss. So if you don't know the truth, some people, that can be happiness for some people. So in this instance, I disagree with Thoreau. If I could make the case that I would take the love over the truth, personally. Although,
yeah.
I would put a clarify or like a qualifier on there that it has to be true love, but without truth, you can't have true love.
Right.
So, that's kind of tough.
It's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
So, I think we covered a lot about truth today in this podcast. Thanks for tuning in on our second episode, and we hope to see you again on Fateful Questions.